السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا ونساء كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. عباد الله، يقول مولانا الكريم في كتابه الكريم: يوم تجد كل نفس ما عملت من خير محضرا وما عملت من سوء تود لو أن بينها وبينه أمدا بعيدا. ويحذركم الله نفسه والله رؤوف بالعباد. يحذركم الله نفسه يا عباد الله أن يغضبه أحد بالإشراك به بصرف شيء من العبادة لغيره سبحانه ذبحا كان أو نذرا أو دعاء أو خوفا أو رجاء أو كان بشيء من الشرك الأصغر كالحلف بغير الله أو دعاء الله عند قبر من قبور الأولياء أو بتعلق القلب بشيء من المخلوقات دون الله جل في علاه في جلب المنافع أو دفع المضار أو حتى بالرياء في الأعمال وقصد غير وجه الله تعالى، نسأل الله تعالى العافية والسلامة. ويحذركم الله نفسه من الإلحاد في أسمائه وصفاته بتحريفها أو تعطيلها عن معانيها التي يعرفها العرب الذين أنزل القرآن بلسانهم أو حتى بنفيها أو بتمثيلها أو بتكييفها أو بتسميته سبحانه وتعالى أو وصفه بما لم يثبت عنه لنفسه سبحانه ولا ثبت عن رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. ويحذركم الله نفسه من أن تغضبوه بترك القيام بما أوجبه عليكم أو بارتكاب ما حرمه عليكم من مثل الزنا والربا والخمر والميسر والسرقة والغش في البيوع وعدم الوفاء بالعقود والوعود أو بالغيبة والنميمة أو بقول الزور وشهادة الزور أو بعدم طاعة ولاة الأمور أو بالخروج عليهم أو بالكلام عليهم بالانتقاص أو بتحريض العامة وشحن صدورهم على ولاة الأمور أو بشيء أو بأي شيء من أنواع الفجور أو بعقوق الوالدين أو بقطيعة الأرحام أو بظلم العباد إنسا كانوا أو حيوانات مسلمين كانوا أو كفار، كل ذلك كان سيئه عند ربك محذورا. ويحذركم الله نفسه أن يهجر كتابه فلا يقرأ أو يقرأ ولكن لا تحترم حدوده أو يقرأ ولكن بلا تدبر أو يقرأ ليتحصل به على المال أو يقرأ على مقامات أهل الغنى والمجون. ويحذركم الله نفسه من أن تحدثوا في دينه غير ما جاء به رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم كالاحتفال بالمولد النبوي أو الإسراء والمعراج أو بالدعاء الجماعي أو بأي شيء يتقرب به إلى الله مما لم يثبت عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا عن أصحابه الكرام، فإن الله عز وجل يحذركم نفسه من ذلك، فإن بطشه أليم شديد. وما أرسل رسوله إلا ليكون المتبع الوحيد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. ويحذركم الله نفسه من أن تبدل شرائعه أو تعطل شعائره أو تهجر وتزدرى، فاتقوا الله عباد الله، واحفظوا دينكم من الضياع فاتقوا الله عباد الله، واحفظوا دينكم من الضياع، واحذروا صنائع الرعاع، فإنهم أيم الله ما قدموا للإسلام خيرا، ولا أتوا الأمة أبدا بخير، بل أعانوا عليها كل متربص، وسهلوا مهمة كل مقتنص، وجعلوها مقلدة الأمم بعد أن كانت في أعالي القمم. وما أنتم راؤون من الأحداث في الإعلام من إزارة الفوضى في بلاد الإسلام بدعوى دعم الحريات إلا أكبر دليل على تعزيز رغبة أعداء الله في الريادة وعلو كعبهم في السيادة، وأن يصير المسلمون لهم تبعا، كما قال سبحانه: ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير. قد قلت ما قلت عباد الله، فإن كان من صواب فمن الله، وإن كان من خطأ فمن نفس المقصرة ومن الشيطان، والله ورسوله منه بريئان. وأستغفر الله العظيم الجليل لي ولكم من سائر الذنوب والخطايا ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروه إنه هو البر الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، خالق الخلق أجمعين، وحاشرهم للقضاء يوم الدين، فإما ناج مسلم، وإما مخدوش مكردس في جهنم. والصلاة والسلام على من لا يبدأ الحساب إلا بشفاعته إكراما له من ربه، وله يومئذ لواء الحمد معقود، وله في يوم الظمأ حوض من شرب منه شربة لا يظمأ بعدها أبدا، وهو حوض مورود، ولا يرده إلا من كان له حقا في هذه الحياة متبعا، إذ هو رسول رب العالمين وسيد الخلق أجمعين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن استنى بسنته واهتدى بهديه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الرب عز رب العزة والجلال جل في علاه: وتنزه عن النظائر والأشباه، وتقدس عن اتخاذ الصاحبة والوالد والولد، إذ ليس له كفوا أحد، فالكل خلقه والأمر أمره وإليه يرجع الأمر سبحانه. قال عز وجل: وما قدر الله حق قدره والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة والسماوات مطويات بيمينه سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون. ونفخ في الصور فصعق من في السماوات ومن في الأرض إلا من شاء الله، ثم نفخ فيه أخرى فإذا هم قيام ينظرون. وأشرقت الأرض بنور ربها، ووضع الكتاب، وجيء بالنبيين والشهداء، وقضي بينهم بالحق وهم لا يظلمون، ووفيت كل نفس ما عملت وهو أعلم بما يفعلون. وسيق الذين كفروا إلى جهنم زمرا، حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها: ألم يأتكم رسل منكم يتلون عليكم آيات ربكم وينذرونكم لقاء يومكم هذا؟ قالوا بلى، ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين. قيل ادخلوا أبواب جهنم خالدين فيها فبئس مثوى المتكبرين. وسيق الذين اتقوا ربهم إلى الجنة زمرا، حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها وقال لهم خزنتها: سلام عليكم طبتم فادخلوها خالدين وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين وترى الملائكة حافين من حول العرش يسبحون بحمد ربهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وقيل الحمد لله رب العالمين. فالحمد لله الذي من علينا بالهداية والإسلام، والحمد لله الذي من علينا بالتوحيد والسنة سنة سيد الأنام، والحمد لله أولا وآخرا وظاهرا وباطنا نحمده حمد من يرجو منه المزيد ونسأله العفو والسلامة يوم الوعيد، نسأله سبحانه وتعالى أن يغفر ذنوبنا ويكفر عنا سيئاتنا ويتجاوز عن هفواتنا وزلاتنا، ونسأله جل في علاه أن يرحم والدينا ووالد المسلمين أجمعين من ماتوا وهم يشهدون له بالوحدانية ويتبعون سنة نبيه صلى الله عليه وسلم. نسأله عز وجل في هذا المقام أن يؤلف بين قلوب المسلمين حكاما ومحكومين، وأن يعيدهم جميعا إلى جادة الصواب وإلى تحكيم السنة والكتاب، امتثال قوله عز وجل: فلا وربك لا يؤمنون حتى يحكموك فيما شجر بينهم ثم لا يجدوا حرجا مما قضيت ثم لا يجدوا في أنفسهم حرجا مما قضيت ويسلموا تسليما. نسأله سبحانه أن يخبد الفتن في بلاد أهل الإسلام. اللهم إنا نسألك وأنت الله الحي القيوم القوي القادر العزيز الجبار المتكبر، اللهم إنا نسألك بأسمائك الحسنى وصفاتك العلى، اللهم إنا نسألك باسمك الأعظم الذي إذا سئلت به أجبت أن تنزل على بلاد الإسلام السلام. اللهم أنزل على بلاد الإسلام السلام، اللهم أنزل على بلاد الإسلام السلام. اللهم اجعل جميع المسلمين يعودون إلى رشدهم، اجعلهم اللهم يحكمون شرعك ويتبعون سنة نبيك. اللهم ألف بين قلوبهم وادفع شر أعدائهم وكيدهم عنهم. اللهم إنما يجري في بلاد الإسلام لمن كيد أعداء الإسلام، اللهم فرد كيدهم في نحورهم واجعل ما دبروه شرا عليهم ووبالا عليهم. اللهم مزق وحدتهم وشتت شملهم، اللهم فرق جماعتهم، اللهم اشغلهم بأنفسهم فقد تفرغوا للمسلمين وأشغلوهم عن إقامة الدين. اللهم عليك بأعدائك أعداء الدين يا رب العالمين، خذهم أخذ عزيز مقتدر. اللهم أرح البلاد والعبادة من شرهم ونكدهم وكدرهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أرح الإسلام والمسلمين من كيد أعدائهم. اللهم إنا نسألك لهذه البلاد أمر رشد يعز فيه أهل الطاعة. اللهم انصر واعزز وليك وعبدك خادم الحرمين الشريفين الملك عبد الله بن عبد العزيز الذي ما فتئ ينصر التوحيد والسنة أمثال مثل من سبقه من ملوك هذه البلاد. اللهم اجعلهم دائما أبدا عزا ونصرا لدينك وأوليائك وكتابك وسنة نبيك، واجعلهم اللهم ردءا للإسلام والمسلمين يذودون عنه كيد الكائدين ويدفعون عنه خطط الماكرين، إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اعززه بإخوانه وأعوانه وشعبه، اللهم اجعله محبوبا إلى شعبه واجعله رحمة على شعبه. اللهم اجعل هذه الأمة أمة مسلمة لك، وأرنا جميعا مناسكنا اهدنا لها كما هديت الصحابة. اللهم اجعلنا من خير هذه الأمة برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروا الله العظيم الجليل يذكركم واشكروه على عموم نعمه يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. يا الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله، استغفر الله، استغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام. الله يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، لا إله إلا الله، لا شريك له، له النعمة والفضل، وله الثناء الحسن، لا إله إلا الله، مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. I'm going to have to take my phone.
Are you open that thing right now? Did you have to press something so it's just that
time? So what?
How much you room? So I don't know what you have to do to
Right.
Do you also have pressing for the start chant?
No.
It's
automatic. Bismillah. Okay. Do one thing. Type here. Sound. After you say one, you actually say
one. Oh, you take one already.
One already?
Yeah.
الحمد لله صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبيه مصطفى ما بعد حياكم الله dear brothers and sisters to this translation of the khutbah of today which is titled by the ayah number 30 of Surah Al-Imran ayah number 30 of Surah Al-Imran
Dawood I want you not to go Dawood miss that
Well, Allah Ta'ala says, يَوْمَ تَجِدُ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مُحْضَرًا وَمَا عَمِلَتْ مِنْ سُوءٍ تَوَدُّ لَوْ أَنَّ بَيْنَهَا وَبَيْنَهُ أَمَدًا بَعِيدًا وَيُحَذِّرُكُمُ اللَّهُ نَفْسَهُ وَاللَّهُ رَؤُوفٌ بِالْعِبَادِ On the day when every person will be confronted with all the good
no don't leave I just want you
oh yeah no my back
okay. I thought you were leaving
no
Yeah, on the day whenever a person will be confronted with all good he has done and all the evil he has done, he will wish that there were a great distance between him and his evil. And Allah warns you against himself, meaning his punishment. And Allah is full of kindness to the slaves. So Allah Ta'ala warns you against himself, that any one of you may associate anything with him in worship. By practicing any of the worshiping means with any others, whether this type of worship is slaughtering for the sake of others, or vowing for the sake of others, or supplicating others, calling into others, fearing others, hoping others, or even by the minor shirk, which is the like of swearing by other than Allah, or calling Allah by the grave of one of the awliya, thinking that this would be more acceptable, or by having your heart hang to something else other than Allah, and doing the good, and bringing any good to you, or keeping you away of evils, or even by showing off in the worshipping deeds, or by intending others other than Allah Ta'ala, by all what you do and purpose of religion. May Allah protect us from all this. And Allah warns you against himself, for that you may do a false interpretation of his names and attributes by giving it a different meanings, or believing that it is meaningless, or that Allah is the only one who knows the meanings of these names or attributes, which were sent down in the Quran on the tongue of the Arabs, and they knew it very well. So Allah Ta'ala warns you against himself not to deny his names and attributes, or to set up examples for them, or describe how they are, or by naming him with any name that he subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention in his books, nor that his Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned in the authentic hadith. And Allah Ta'ala warns you against himself not to earn his anger by abandoning the obligations and the worship that he made obligatory upon you, and by committing what he ever said forbidden for you, the like of fornicating, riba, khamr, wine, maisir, gambling, sariqa, stealing, or even cheating in business or in whatsoever else, and not to fulfill your obligations and contracts, and or by slandering or backbiting, or by witnessing or saying the false, or by disobeying your rulers, Muslim rulers, or by practicing the khuruj against them, firing against them in order to drop them, or by speaking against them evilly and to the public, or by encouraging the public and filling their hearts with hatred towards their rulers, or by any means of the fujur, the sins, the sinful sayings or actions, or by being ungrateful to your parents, or by cutting your kinships, or by oppressing the slaves of Allah, whether they are mankind or animals, Muslims or non-Muslims, all that is bad, is evil before your Lord. And it is warned, and it is warned. And Allah warns you against Himself, that you may abandon His book, so you don't read it. Or you may read it, but you do not respect the boundaries of it. Or you may read it, but without any concentrating. Or you may read it, only to earn money through that. Or you may read it the way the musicians do on their reeds. And Allah warns you against Himself, that you may innovate in His religion anything that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم did not come with. The like of celebrating the Mawlid of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, or celebrating the Isra and Mi'raj and the month of Rajab, or by subligating in congregation, or by anything that is not affirmed to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, anything that is not authentic from Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم nor from the Sahaba. And Allah Ta'ala warned you against Himself, that you may change His laws, the shara'ir, or you disrespect the shara'ir, the rituals of Islam, or you may abandon them or mock them. So fear Allah, O slaves of Allah, and protect your religion from being missed and misused, and be careful and be aware of those who are not knowledgeable, people who have no knowledge but they show that they have knowledge. They take position of people of knowledge, which are called in the Sharia and the Arabic language Ra'a. They are common people who have no knowledge at all, but they choose to put themselves in the position and on the foot of the scholars. Be careful of them. Do not listen to them. Do not follow them. As by Allah, they never had brought anything good to Islam, nor that they brought to the Ummah of Islam anything good. However, they helped everyone who is looking to attack the Ummah. They helped them to attack it. And they made it easy. They made the mission of those who are looking to hunt the Ummah and attack it in where it can be killed. They helped him and they made his mission so simple and easy. And let me just stop here to explain something about this. Look to what is happening now in the Muslim world. Have you ever seen any soldiers from the kuffar countries joining there? No. It is the hands of the Muslim children which are carrying the guns to shoot the chest of the Muslims opposites. And this was all by the encouragement of the kuffar. This was all, which is not hidden, which is not secret. They said that openly on the media, and they still say it. Until this morning, before I come to the member, they were still saying it, that they are encouraging all the Muslim nations to fight against their rulers. And they put an excuse freedom and democracy, which is all a fabricated lie, only to weaken the Muslim Ummah, only to split them in small groups, only to make them kill each other, and there the kuffar children are saved. There the kuffar children are saved on the bill of all these wars, which is between Muslims and Muslims, is paid to the kuffar from the income of the Muslim, whether it is oil or agriculture or trade or whatsoever, or location, as some places have very strategic locations, so they have benefit out of that to control these places. But the Muslims are only sleeping, thinking that the good can come only from their enemies, while Allah Ta'ala warned them, as what we are going to hear now. So these people who stand on the foot of the scholars and wear like scholars and try to speak like scholars, where the common Muslims cannot differentiate between them and scholars, and they think that these are scholars, these ones made the Ummah to be imitators of the kuffar. These ones made the Ummah to be only imitating the kuffar. And their claims, we want democracy, is this a call of Islam? And their claim to drop the regimes, is this the way of Islam? It is a real calamity that occurs now in this time to this Ummah. So these scholars who are not scholars, but they took or they stood on the foot of the scholars, they try to convince the common people that this is the right way. And they made them to be, as I said, imitators, only imitators to the kuffar, after this ummah was in the highest peaks of the umam, of the nations. After this Muslim ummah was on the highest level of all nations, above every other nation. Now, these scholars who are seen on TV screens, standing hand to hand, shoulder to shoulder, with the common people on the squares in the capital of the Muslim cities or countries, these ones only lowered the Ummah from being the head to be the foot and maybe the tail, and only followers after they were the people who are followed by others. Today they are both to be followers to the kuffar, and this all was by the hands of Muslims who claim that they are scholars or they are upon some knowledge, but they are not in reality. As anybody encourage these type of movements, believe me, he either has no knowledge or he has put his knowledge aside and now work by politics, trying to find himself a position amongst the politicians. That's all. But they are not guiding the Ummah to anywhere of success. And what you see today on the medias of this kind of mess in the Muslim land, with the excuse of supporting the freedoms and democracy, is the greatest evidence that the greatest evidence on the wish and hope of the kuffar, of the enemies of Allah, to be the head and their heel to be above all heads, and their heel to be above all heads, and that the Muslims would only be followers to them. They don't want to see the Muslims even parallel to them, but they want to see them back, not rather to see them front. They don't want to see them even parallel to them. Allah Ta'ala said, Allah Ta'ala said ولن ترضى عنك اليهود ولا النصارى حتى تتبع ملتهم. قل إن هدى الله هو الهدى ولئن اتبعت أهواءهم بعد الذي جاءك من العلم ما لك من الله من ولي ولا نصير. Never will the Jews nor the Christians be with you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, till you follow their religion. Say, O Muhammad, verily the guidance of Allah, meaning Islam and monotheism, that is the only guidance. And if you, O Muhammad, peace be upon him, were to follow their desires, meaning the Christians and Jews, desires, after what you have received of knowledge, meaning the Quran and the Revelation, then you would have against, then you would have against Allah neither any wali, then you would have against Allah neither any wali, protector, nor any helper. So we have to be careful, O Muslim Ummah. We have to be careful of that. As this was the first part of the khutbah today, and the second I began by saying, all praise due to the Lord of all universes, the creator of all creation, and the one who is going to resurrect them for judgment on the day of judgment, as some of them will be survived, and some hit with the claws on the path and pulled to the Jahannam. Peace and blessings be upon the one who the judgment would never begin except by his intercession, from as a sign of blessing from Allah Ta'ala, from his Lord. He the one who will have the sign, who will have the flag of praise, the flag of praise on the day of resurrection. And him, for him Allah Ta'ala provide a lake on that day, the day of thirst, where no lake other than it, which if anyone drinks only one time from it, would never get thirsty any time after it. And it is a lake that is going to be visited by many, but no one is allowed to visit it except those who were in reality following him, following Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in this life. As he was the messenger of the Lord of all universes, and he was, and he is the head and master of all the creation, as Allah Ta'ala put him in that rank. And we mean by master the highest level of it, but not as a god or a lord. He is the Imam, the leader of the prophets and messengers. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, his family, his companions, and all those who follow him until the day of resurrection. Afterward, verily Allah Ta'ala said, the Lord of dignity and majesty, glory be He in His highest. Glory be He from similarities. Glory be He from taking a wife, or having a father, or having a son, as there is no one equal to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala said, وَمَا قَدَرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِهِ والأرض جميعا قبضته يوم القيامة والسماوات مطويات بيمينه سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون. They made not a just statement of Allah, such as is due to him. And on the day of resurrection, the whole of the earth will be grasped by his hand, and the heavens will be rolled up in his right hand. Glorified is he, and high is he above all that they associate as partners with him. وَنُفِخَ فِي الصُّورِ فَصَعِقَ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا مَنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ ثم نفق فيه أخرى فإذا هم قيام ينظرون. And the trumpet will be blown, and all who are in the heavens and all who are on the earth will swoon away except him, Allah Ta'ala. Except him whom Allah Ta'ala wills. Then it will be blown a second time, and behold, they will be standing, looking on and waiting. وَأَشْرَقَتِ الْأَرْضُ بِنُورِ رَبِّهَا وَوَضِعَ الْكِتَابِ وَجِيءَ بِالنَّبِيِّينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ. And the earth will shine with the light of its Lord, Allah, when He, Allah Ta'ala, come to judge among men. And the book will be placed open. And the prophets and the witnesses will be brought forward, and it will be judged between them with truth and justice, and they will not be wronged. ووفيت كل نفس ما عملت وهو أعلم بما يفعلون. And each person will be paid in full of what he did, and he is best aware of what they do. He, meaning Allah, is best aware of what they do. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا إِلَىٰ جَهَنَّمَ زُمَرًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا فُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا أَلَمْ يَأْتِكُمْ رُسُلٌ مِّنْكُمْ يَتْلُونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِ رَبِّكُمْ وَيُنذِرُونَكُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا قَالُوا بَلَىٰ ولكن حقت كلمة العذاب على الكافرين. And those who disbelieve will be driven to hell in groups till when they reach it, the gates thereof will be opened suddenly like a person at the arrival of the prisoners. And its keepers will say to them, didn't the messengers come to you from yourselves reciting to you the verses of your Lord and warning you of the meeting of this day of yours? They will then say, yes, but the word of torment has been justified against the disbelievers. قِيلَ ادْخُلُوا أَبْوَابَ جَهَنَّمَ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا فَبِئْسَ مَثْوَى الْمُتَكَبِّرِينَ. It will be said to them then, enter you the gates of hell to abide therein, and indeed what an evil abode of the arrogant. وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا. On the other side, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا حَتَّى إِذَا جَاءُوهَا وَفُتِحَتْ أَبْوَابُهَا وَقَالَ لَهُمْ خَزَنَتُهَا سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ طِبْتُمْ فَادْخُلُوهَا خَالِدِينَ. And those who kept their duty to their Lord will be led to paradise in groups till when they reach it, and its gates will be opened. Now we notice that in regard to the gates of Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala said, حتى إذا جاءوها فتحت أبوابها. But here, for the believers, when they arrive to the Jannah, حتى إذا جاءوها وفتحت أبوابها. There only فتحت. Here, وفتحت. And this difference of one letter make a great difference. And the first one, like if the fire itself is ready to take them. And as Allah described it in Surah Al-Mulk and in other surahs, that it blew out air and it will be just waiting for them to burn them, because the fire is an obedient creation of Allah and gets angry when anybody disobeys Allah, the Lord of all universes. So here, as a reward for the believers, Allah Ta'ala did not say and open as out of sudden of somebody who is in reception of prisoners to put them into the jail, but it is wafutihat as a sign of welcoming, as it will be said in a while. So, and those who kept their duty to their Lord will be led to paradise in groups till when they reach it, its gates will be opened before their arrival of their reception, and its keepers will say to them, Salamun alaykum, meaning peace be upon you. You have done well, so enter here to abide therein. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الجنة وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ منها حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين. And they will say, as the first one said also. What did the first one said? And then they will say, that was the kuffar, yes, but the word of torment has been justified against the disbelievers. Here, it would be said, they, the believers, would say, when they enter the Jannah, and the angels welcome them and praise them for their good duty to their Lord, they, the believers, would say, all the praise and thanks are to Allah, who has fulfilled us, His promise to us, and has made us inherit this land. Land here, it's not this land which we are living on, because this one will be destroyed. But it is the land of the paradise itself. We can dwell in paradise where we will. How excellent a reward for the pious good workers. And then Allah Ta'ala said, وَتَرَى الْمَلَائِكَةَ حَافِينَ مِنْ حَوْلِ الْعَرْشِ يُسَبِّحُونَ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِالْحَقِّ وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And you will, O Muhammad, and all the others, all the people of Jannah, the believers, will see that. And you will see the angels surrounding the throne of Allah from all round, glorifying the praises of the Lord Allah. And here is an indication. This is the angels, even on the day of judgment, will continue glorifying as they are doing today. So it's an indication and a signal and a sign to us that we have to glorify our Lord by tongue, by heart, by brain, by all the body parts, and using them to please Allah Ta'ala. And they, all the creatures, will be judged with the truth, with truth. And it will be said, Allah Ta'ala did not say, who will say that? Who will say that? But this means, the believers from amongst mankind, jinn and angels, are the ones who are going to say this. وَقِيلَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. And all the praise, and it will be said, all the praise, all the praises and thanks are to Allah, the Lord of the Al-Alameen, mankind, jinn, and all that exists. So, we have to be warned against Allah's anger, against Allah's torment, against Allah's punishment, against Allah's revenge. As the revenge of Allah is fast in proceeding, so it might exist today on this land. So Allah Ta'ala might revenge from those oppressors and wrongdoers, as He Allah Ta'ala is doing, as you see in many places in the world, that Allah Ta'ala destroyed their lands after they were thinking that nobody and nothing can change their state and case. But Allah Ta'ala changed it. In Japan, the largest industrial country in the world, and Russia, the strongest country in the world, and America, the international security guard of the world, in those all countries, even in UK, France, and everywhere, we saw how Allah Ta'ala revenged, and how Allah Ta'ala showed them His power. Allah Ta'ala showed them His power by hurricanes, by tsunamis, by earthquakes, by floods, by heavy rains, by the fires and their force, by many means. Allah Ta'ala changed their situation. So we Muslims have to take the lessons of what is happening today in the world and correct ourselves to please Allah by holding the Quran and the Sunnah the way the pious predecessors were holding them, the way the Sahaba of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were holding them, not the way of our own people, the way of our own madhab, no, but the way of our own beloved Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, those who were around Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who the Quran was descended amongst them, who understood the Quran well, so we understand it the way they understood it. We implement what is in it and what is in the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam the way they did, not to turn right or left from their way, but to remain continuously on their way. May Allah Ta'ala keep us from amongst those blessed ones of His guidance. Wallahu Ta'ala a'lam, wa sallallahu sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi. And inshallah today we'll end up with this, and the durus will be continued inshallah and started from next Friday. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. About politics?
Our country.
Okay.
So we are feeling something.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Huh?
Huh?
Who?
Go full. Abdurrab, where's Abdurrab? He knows. Adam, see this door here? If you go this wall, there is a gate, door. That bubble is broken, but Abdurrab has it. Okay? Akallah khair, barakallah. Yeah? Outside.
And in our country also, it's just completely abandoned. Not Islam, but our country.
Yeah.
So they are now leaders, I mean,
they are the leaders, yeah.
But we are, so how is that about? And we are in a hot position.
Yeah,
but we are there.
Look, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave us the guidance. If they are Muslim, if they say that they are Muslims, okay, and they don't stop people from praying, from practicing their deen, even if they are still wrong and guilty in some others, we still have to obey them. We still have to obey them, right? And their mistakes, Allah Ta'ala will judge them for it. But we should not turn our countries to a big mess. Only the kuffar will benefit from that. Look to what's happening now in Egypt, in Libya, Tunisia, in Yemen, and Bahrain, Iraq, and many others. Afghanistan, many places. Somalia. Since Somalia was the first country corrupted by the kuffar. Until today, Somalia cannot come back. Until today, Somalia cannot come back to security. No one is secure there. No schools, no masajids, nothing. Nobody can go to the street. If you go to the street, you might be killed any moment by anybody. By anybody. You don't say, I'm not an enemy of anybody, but they kill anybody. So that's why the Prophet ﷺ told us, no, don't cause the fitna in the country. Who will benefit? Only the kuffar. Only now, Muslims, the Egyptian Muslims are killing the Egyptian Muslims. Libyan Muslims killing Libyan Muslims. Yemeni Muslims killing Yemeni Muslims. Like that. For whose benefit? Kuffar benefit. Only. Only. In the old days, the kuffar used to send their children to fight against Muslims. So they lose many of their children killed. They said, why we do this? We just encourage the Muslim youth. We tell them, go on demonstration against your governments. You want weapon? We give you. You want money? We give you. So now, they hire the Muslims as soldiers for them to fight against their own. And maybe you are with this party and your same brother or maybe your father with the other party. And you come in a place where this party is fighting against this party, and you will kill your father, whether by your hand or by your party, your father will be killed. So how good is that? That is bad. That is bad. So we do our duty by obeying them as long as they allow us to practice our deen, praying, worshiping like that. If they say no, you can't worship, you can't pray, you can't this, that's a different case. And even, we still need to go back to the people of knowledge, whether they are from our country or from other countries. We go back to the great ulama, the major ulama, the big ulama, old, and we explain the situation to them. If they say, fight, okay, we fight. If they say, no, don't fight, let's solve the problem in the proper way, then we have to obey them. But this way, what's happening today, now, since 2 months back or 3 months back, most of these countries' capitals have no Fridays fulfilled in the masajid, all in the square, all in the street. Since when the Jum'ah is prayed in the street? Since when? Hold the muqtadi, the ma'mooms, and the imam in the street. How come? And the masajid are abundant. They say we are demonstrating in this place, we're not leaving. Subhanallah. Did Rasulullah sallam do that? Did the Sahaba do that? Did he allow us? But these people are only listening to the enemies of the Ummah. Allahu a'lam.
Can I just say, yeah. Those enemies, or within the Ummah. The magazine I just finished reading called Juma Magazine, comes from Canada.
I know.
Maybe see. But in a way, the one article is talking about Islam is for obvious, for justice. We must stand up for justice. We must demonstrate. Demonstrating this is what we must do as Muslims, because this is, we must speak out against injustice.
Right.
Now, the RT missed everything that you're saying. He's just looking at the circle.
Right.
Not being able to see enemies who want to stab it. Because what's happening now is Egypt and all these places, we get the leaders that we deserve. The leaders are as the people are.
As the people are.
And the people aren't concerned about Islam. The people aren't concerned about returning to Quran and Sunnah.
Right.
This is the leader. So right. All of these things are doing nothing but destroying the land.
Exactly. And the thing, just a comment to what you said. They say Islam for justice, we want justice, demonstrate for justice. Now when they go on demonstration, they are unjust because they break shops, they damage cars of others. Where is the justice? What did I do for you? My car is parked and the demonstration passed by, they burn it. They burn it to threat the government. So I'm a miskin, I'm a regular person. Why you burn my car? They say for justice. Is this justice? You were unjust with me. You damaged my property. SubhanAllah. And they say justice. Where is the justice? Where is the justice?
Where's the price of food in all these countries now? What happens to the price of food? The truck can't move. So the truck can't move food. What the price of food goes?
Allah musta'an. Food is not even found, even if it is very expensive. It's not found. Nothing coming to the country, nothing.
Medicine. The guy needs kidney, dialysis. Where does he go?
Yeah. Allahumma musta'an. Nas'al Allah al-afiyah wa salam. JazakAllah khair.